As a number of new political leaders took office this year, some publicly owned property was repainted with new names. For instance, signs were reprinted when Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars took office. It's a topic recently examined in depth by the Buffalo News. This week, in our Press Pass conversation, WBFO's Eileen Buckley and Buffalo News reporter Brian Meyer discuss how signage could be considered self-promotion for elected leaders.
Certainly a huge turnover, and that means a lot of new signs, a lot of new names being painted on there. And Steve Watson, who covers the Lancaster beat, was at a meeting and had heard a lot of talk about the fact that there was some pushback on this. Lancaster supervisor, newly elected supervisor, Dino Fidoli, basically says he doesn't want his name on any of these signs in municipal parks and other facilities. And also over in Grand Island, Supervisor Mary Cook has taken the same approach. And it got a lot of people to thinking about this whole tradition of, let's call it what it is, self-promotion of elected leaders, not just supervisors and mayors, but also council members and sometimes town engineers and parks commissioners. And it just became a real interesting issue. And I went out to both Clarence and to Lancaster, in Lancaster's case, talk with Dino Fidoli, and he kind of positioned it this way to us.
The property doesn't belong to the politician. It belongs to the taxpayers. 250 years ago, we got away from kings and things like that and figureheads, let's say, whatever, people that were above everybody else. And now all of a sudden, we've got people running around, politicians with inflated egos, running around putting their names all over public property. And I just don't find that that's, I don't think that's appropriate.
Not appropriate. That's interesting. He really offers a down-to-earth comment on this that so many politicians, as you said, traditionally, historically, have followed. You'll see their name on a park bench even?
Yeah, you'll sometimes see them even on a tire. I mean, in the city of Buffalo, we were told that Mayor Byron Brown's name actually appeared on some shirts that were worn by lifeguards at city swimming pools. And in fact, David Hartzell Jr., who's the newly elected supervisor out in Clarence, I went out to his office to talk with him. And, you know, he says that Clarence does have a number of parks with very, very understated signs with the name of the supervisor on it, but he really doesn't think that there's the need to do the kind of promotional plastering that he sees in other communities. And actually told Steve Watson, he had a very good quote. Hartzell was talking about Mayor Brown's penchant for, promotion, if you will. And Hartzell said, "Byron is the expert. I kneel at his feet." And you remember that this whole issue surfaced back in September when Brown's name showed up on some city fire trucks at a 9/11 dedication. Now, within days, the name was taken off because there was a lot of flack. But we tried to talk to the mayor about his name being on everything from banners in Erie Basin Marina to parks and doors in City Hall and so forth. And this is how that conversation went.
Mayor's names are always on things.
Banners in the city parks, the Erie Basin Marina. You don't want to talk about it?
And, of course, he walked away and you trailed off as you were walking down the hallway out of his office.
He wasn't happy to talk about that, no.
You really brought to light that this is not just happening in the city, as we looked at the article that the Buffalo News presented and your online video chat. Really such a big suburban-wide issue.
Oh, yeah.
Municipalities have it all over.
Well, I was out at Emery Park, for example, right, you know, in the Aurora, Wales area. And, you know, it was, maybe 3 or 4 weeks after the turnover, if you will. And Mark Pollenkars' name was on the sign already. And I think there are, according to Steve Watson's reports, just under two dozen signs at county parks.
It seems wasteful. It seems costly that the taxpayers have to have this completed every time a new administration takes over?
Well, Fidoli has an interesting idea. He says that if he starts a tradition that basically says that the sign should say something like they belong to the taxpayers or the people, he said there's going to be a lot of pressure on future supervisors not to put their names on it. I mean, what supervisor is going to say, you know, let's take the taxpayer's name off that and put my name on it, you know?
Right.
And it's an interesting strategy. One has to wonder if, in fact, it's going to actually make a difference. Now, the dollars and cents, a lot of people point out, you know, we're certainly not talking about millions or even hundreds of thousands of dollars here, but we are talking about the expenditure of some taxpayer money to get the signs up, to put the signs down when the people lose or retire, and to put new ones up. So there is some expense there, of course.
One other place that you traveled recently for a story for us was all the way out in Dunkirk, and name recognition and some signage there and self-promoting takes place.
Well, you certainly can't miss the sign that says Dunkirk Dave when you pull off Route 5 and you go into Bob Will's place. And, of course, Will is the handler for Dunkirk Dave, who is billed as the second longest groundhog weather prognosticator in the world.
And you met him up close and personal.
Yeah, well, actually, now, Dave was sleeping when I got there. I met Mrs. Dave, who was not happy to see me, and we got her on tape, you know, with her cranky attitude. But it was a lot of fun because Bob Will is a licensed a wildlife rehabilitator, and I got to meet quite a few of his groundhog friends.
Excellent. Brian, as always, thank you so much.
Well,
we enjoy your reports, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.